Well, sir, I said to a fella t'other day, now where can I find one of them stores where they got pretty near everything to sell what there is on earth? And he says, I guess you mean a department store, don't you? I says, well, now, I don't know. They may sell departments at one of them stores, but what I want to get is some muslin and some caliker. Well, he showed me which way to go, and I started out. I was a-walking along down the street when some feller throwed a banana peeling on the sidewalk. Well, now, I don't think very much of the man what throws a banana peeling on the sidewalk, nor I don't think very much of the banana peeling what throws a man on the sidewalk, neither. My foot hit that banana peeling. I went up in the air and come down kiplunk, and just as I was picking myself up, a little boy come running across the street, and he said, oh, mister, won't you please do that again? My mother didn't see you do it. Doggone that little rascal. I wish I could have got my hands on him for about a minute, and his mother would have seen me do it. Well, I found one of them stores, and I got on the inside, and I went up to a bald-headed feller. I said, mister, I'm sort of stranger around here, and I wish you'd show me around till I do a little bargaining. And he said, ah, you go on. You got hayseed in your hair. Well, I looked up at that bald head of his, and I said, well, now, you ain't got any hayseed in your hair, have you? Well, he showed me around, and I bought what I wanted, and when I come to pay the feller what I had to pay, he tried to bunco me right under my nose. I gave him a $5 bill, and he took and put it in a little basket and hitched it onto a wire and pulled a trigger, and the darn thing commenced to running all over the store with my money. You just bet your boots I lit out right after it. I chased it up one side and down the other. I knocked down 5 or 6 sales ladies and 3 or 4 bargain counters, and somebody commenced to holler and cash. I said, yep, that's what I'm after.